Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And take this, you festive fuckers. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Vandals and A Gun for Christmas. That song, as have all the rest on this week's show, was chosen by Ambarance, who for the second year running has provided us with our Christmas music, hasn't she?
Yeah. Is it two? I thought it was maybe three. Is it only two?
Is it the third year she's done it?
For some reason I think it is.
Definitely did last year. Maybe this is the hat trick.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know, my brain's gone.
It is a bit early, isn't it?
Gone?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not just that, I've just been having it really hard. So I'm afraid I don't have the information as to what albums these things are off. However, I do have all the websites, etc. Tony, what is The Vandals website?
TheVandals.com.
No, it's not, it's Vandals.com.
Oh.
It's Vandals. Oh. There you go. Poorly being Internet One, Tony Nil, an unlikely start to this unlikeliest of shows. I feel like shit in a bucket. I'll tell you, because we're making this, aren't we, at Sunday lunchtime?
Yes.
Doesn't matter where you are in the world or what time you normally listen to this show, it has its place in time for us. Mm. And its place in time for us this time, because of various events, means that we've had to make it on a Sunday lunchtime at midday. I've been up about 25 minutes. It's all. Oh, well, I'll tell you about that. Listen, we've had a really good email through.
Okay, cool.
From Jim Canamella.
All right.
Hello, Jim. And Jim of Springfield, Missouri. That's right, isn't it? Springfield, yeah, Missouri. And or is it Springfield, Illinois?
Oh, that would make
Springfield,
more sense.
Illinois,
it?
I think, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I think
it's around
right.
there somewhere. Yeah. It's on what used to be Route 66, but now it's just a motorway. Anyway, shut up, Paul. He sent an email through for Comedy Suburbs. I'm getting around to this. Okay. If you have a joke for us, send it through to Paulie B at Punky Radio, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Jim's done just that. He said, got this in an email, thought he'd enjoy it. Jim Cannamella.
Hi.
Titled The Morning After.
Okay.
One night, Rick got stone drunk. After hours of partying, he woke up in an unfamiliar room. He rolled over, groaned, and was startled to see the ugliest girl he'd ever seen snoring peacefully beside him. He very carefully slipped his arm out from under her. Got up, got dressed as fast as he could. He put a $20 bill on the nightstand and started to tiptoe out. Just then, he felt a tug on the leg of his pants. Looking down, he saw a girl even uglier than the one in the bed. She looked up at him, smiled a toothless smile and said, "Nothing for the bridesmaid."
Nice.
That is courtesy of Jim Cannamella. Yeah, why did you say, have you gone all Rastafarian?
A little bit. Isn't that that song? No, in my head it is. It's early.
I'm doing A Macarena.
Don't they do that afterwards?
I don't know, do they? Listen,
I'm not so sure now.
This isn't going the way I planned it. Next band up, great band. Absolutely great band. I have seen them before as well, and as chosen by Ambulance, but I'll tell you what, I'd have done the same. Frantic Flintstones, Tony.
Oh.
And who we played on the show several times before. What I want to know is, what is Frantic Flintstones' website?
Franticflintstones.co.uk.
No, it's not. It's that you won't remember, obviously.
Nah.
It's that interesting one. Franticflintstones.homestead.com is a good website to go. It's got some free downloads on it as well. So you get some Frantic Flintstones tracks when you visit there. In the meantime, probably the internet too, Tony Neil. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's eyes around me tight. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, what good is mistletoe? Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please don't make those reindeer hurry. Every time he's drawing near, and it sure won't seem like Christmas. My baby, fill my sock quick and put those bright and shiny toys. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. And then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
To make those reindeer hurry, when the time is drawing near, and it sure won't seem like Christmas. My baby, fill my sock with candy, but those bright and shiny toys. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. And Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Oh, little Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Frantic Flintstones, Santa, bring my baby back to me. And do visit the website, franticflintstones.homestead.com, because, as I say, there's some really good songs on there that you can download free, that they very kindly put up there for you. Now then, mate, this is, you know, I said this isn't really working out, is it? Yeah. You and me. This could be the mental breakdown show. What have you? Have you got anything to talk about now?
Yes.
Anything?
Thanks for all your podcast adds and everything so far this year. We've got a couple more podcast adds, but no new Facebooks or anything, so please don't forget, leave us a message over Christmas so we have some new comments from you. You can do all the likely places. Facebook, go to facebook.com, search for Punky Radio, it's the radio station page that comes up. Like our page, leave us a comment. Alternatively, on Google Plus, search Punky Radio, or go to gplus.2/Punky Radio.
Just send us a fucking message.
Exactly. Or podcast alley, which is what I'm going to do now.
I'm just going to get angry, aren't I?
Yeah. Go to punkradio.com, top of the screen, important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. It will take you to podcast alley. You're not forbidden. You will be able to vote for us. And leave us a comment. And here's it.
Oh, we're doing that because that's what I put in my one.
Yeah, I just know it happened to me as well. We've got two comments, funny enough. First one, wow, it says I'm forbidden. It says all over this site that I'm forbidden. From what? I'm terrified, you hear me? Terrified. I hope I'm not forbidden from voting. That would put me off doing a wee. That's from Paul. Thanks, Paul.
Is that from me?
That's from you.
Yeah, I wonder who the next one's from.
Christmas vote. I'm voting for Punky Radio because that's what Jesus would do. And seeing as it's his birthday, then who am I to disagree? Let's hope 2012 brings peace on earth, goodwill to all men, and a good twatting to all needy twats. That's from Tony. Thanks, Tony.
Oh, let's retire this fucking feature.
I think so. It's just going downhill, Podcast Alley.
No one goes to Podcast Alley anymore, and it's even telling us we're forbidden on it.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Right, don't take that off your spiel. Remove it from your brain, okay. That bit. Remove your Podcast Alley bit. Send us a message on Facebook. We know you're there. Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean you have to shy away from us. It's the farting that hurts. I'll come on to this.
Nice.
Here comes another one. I like the flesh tones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pleased they're on.
Cool.
Christmas with Bazooka Joe.
Everybody's talking about Christmas with Bazooka Joe. Well, all the kids are hanging out with nothing to do. Christmas with Bazooka Joe. Christmas with Bazooka Joe. I got a message on a piece of paper wrapped around a piece of gum. That Santa's gonna come, and then before you know, I heard ho, 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 ho. Now all the kids are happy now that Santa's come. Christmas with Bazooka Joe. Bringing gifts and man a load of chewing gum. Christmas with Bazooka Joe. He had a turtleneck for morning.
Tony, that was a track called Christmas with Bazooka Joe, and that was the Flesh Tones.
Cool.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Flesh Tones?
It is. Tony One, probably the internet too. Two interesting facts about the phrase Bazooka Joe, if you're interested.
Uh-huh.
Remotely? Yeah.
Yep.
One is, well, you know what Bazooka Joe is, do you?
Well, it's chewing gum, isn't it?
Chewing gum, that's right. Famous American one that we never really had it here.
No.
We only really knew about it in comics, didn't we?
Yeah.
Used to be adverts for it in Marvel comics and that. I don't think we ever had it here. But the other thing about Bazooka Joe is that it was the name of Adam Ant's first band.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Infotainment, my friend.
Yeah.
I might be absolutely fucked, but I can still come out with pearls of wisdom like that. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm now going to tell you why I'm fucked.
Go on, then.
Unless you want to tell me what you did last week first.
Bought the house.
Well done.
Thank you.
I nearly bought the farm. Last Wednesday night, I did a gig on a barge with Tinky Winky the Teletubby and Harry Hill. Right, and I had a great time. And Harriet, that was running the gig, said to me afterwards, "We're going to go to a party, do you want to come?" And I went, "Yeah, of course I do." So I went, "Oh, what a fucking party I went to, Tony." I went back to this art dealer's five-story mansion in Clerkenwell.
Nice.
Like, I was just with some very, very influential people in the art world, music and art world. I was talking to music critics, really brilliant music. Well, I say music critic, he's a writer of rockologies, rockumentary type, rock biographies.
Okay. Right.
And he got to know everyone down the years. Like, he was mates with the Beatles, this bloke. A guy called Barry Miles. Brilliant, brilliant man. Really, really interesting guy. And anyway, he mentioned Allen Ginsberg, right? And I've got a massive problem with Allen Ginsberg.
Okay.
Because I think he single-handedly ruined Combat Rock, which is my favourite Clash album, with his terrible poem halfway through Ghetto Defendant, right? So anyway, so Barry, it's going to the early hours of the morning, Barry Miles brings up Allen Ginsberg. I went, "That wanker." Ginsberg started having this massive going, not knowing that not only had Barry Miles written a book about the Clash, but also that he was mates with Allen Ginsberg. Poor B. Edwards. Anyway, it gets about 4 in the morning and a load of young women show up. I didn't ask why. But I had my back to them because I was talking to some blokes. And I never got the opportunity to turn around to really see these women. But I obviously did over the night. I went to bed about 6 a.m. on one floor in this beautiful bedroom. And it was a lovely bed. And I got in and went, "That's me done. I'm out of here. I'm good to sleep. It's a good few hours now." Woke up 2 o'clock the next afternoon to Harriet's feet. She climbed in bed with me. Not like that, just for somewhere to sleep. And had gone top to toe doing the decent thing. So I'm looking at her feet. And then the door bangs open and this beautiful blonde woman walks in, leans over and "Ladies, strap yourselves in." But the duvet had dropped down to sort of my waist, right?
Mm.
So the nips were out. This tall, blonde, beautiful woman walks in, leans over me, very gently caresses the ends of my nipples with her fingertips and says, "Wake up, Paul. We're going for Vietnamese noodles." "Who the fuck are you?" So we go and have these noodles and they're on the beer again, and I'm not because I've got to drive, because I remember I had to go, this was in Clerkenwell, and I had to go back to Battersea where the gig had been to then drive over to Blackheath to do the Metropolitan Police Murder Squad Christmas party.
Nice.
So I do that half, and that's a nightmare. It takes me an hour and a half to get across London. The traffic was horrendous. We get there, well, it was like 40 Rozzers who'd been on the piss since 1 o'clock. I get there at 6:30. Oh, they were leathered. And it was quite good fun. I mean, it was hard work. There was only half of them listening. The other half were just drunk and shouting at each other. Mm. They were heckling each other while I was trying to do the gig. And, you know, I just thought, I'll let them have it. It's their Christmas party. They're letting off steam. They've been solving murders all year and that. Just let them have it out, you know. Anyway, most of them were nice guys, they were nice people and had a good time. Then I had to run away from there, obviously. I was a bit worried by the Murder Squad gig as well. This is the joke I've been doing this week. But I said, I was really hoping I didn't die on stage because they just palm it off as me being, oh, I must have fallen down the stairs.
Yeah.
Not enough people are getting it. Right, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I then had to drive up to Luton to do another gig. My every other month show in Luton, and that got really, really messy, right? Really messy. And we're up till 4 or 5 there, and then the next morning, sort of lunchtime, I came downstairs to Steve, the landlord, saying, "I might need you in a minute." I went, "Why?" He went, "Look at this." And his hand, he'd gone outside with some bottles and he'd fallen over on the ice, and he just, one of the bottles had smashed sort of in his hand as he fell over. And it had nearly taken his thumb off. And he had this huge cut all the way down the heel of his thumb. It was horrible. And he's kind of cupping his hand, and there's a well of blood and this massive... Oh, God. I mean, you need to go to a hospital, right?
Yeah.
Right, and he's going, "No, I'll be all right. Look, it's already healing." I went, "It's not." He goes, and he's picking the blood up, going, "Look, this is congealing blood. It's going to be all right." But Steve, I said to him, you've got a massive gash in your hand. Now let's set aside the fact I'd love one of those. We need to go to hospital. He wouldn't let me take him to hospital. He goes, I'm going myself. So he sort of bound his own hand, Rambo style, got in the car and phoned him. He had 10 stitches. He needed 10 stitches. He wasn't going to go. I'm going to go. He needed 10 stitches. So anyway, get back to Hitchin Friday afternoon, give him bits and bobs. And then I had the show in Hitchin that night. Well, that got messy afterwards with 3 or 4 different venues. I'm paraphrasing a lot of this so you get the idea. Last night I did my show in Letchworth. Ended up in the tavern afterwards. We were being brought trays of shots.
Nice.
Trays of them. All these different shots. There you go, Phil. You get stuck in. Oh, for fuck's sake. So anyway, and then I'm here now.
Ah.
Just having a minor breakdown with you before I've got a gig in Bedford tonight. So anyway, that's that. And you very sensibly bought a house. I know which one of us I'd rather be. Here's another track by a band I'm unfamiliar with. That come through from Amaranth. Thank you for sending us this through. This is a band called Jingle Punks. What do you think their website is?
Jinglepunks.com?
It is. Punks, P-U-N-X, which is Tony T put on the internet too, a good fight back. And this is Christmas at Ground Zero.
Twat.
I got it.
That, my friend, was the Celibate Rifles and Merry Christmas Blues on the back of Christmas at Ground Zero by the Jingle Punks. Thank you very much, Omarantz, for getting all this Christmas music for us. You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You will also notice my voice is a bit fucked.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Which is obviously why I did an 8-minute link in the last section, thinking I'd have nothing to say. I paraphrased. I left a lot of stuff out of there as well. Big problem. Now, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
Because I'm going to have to go back to bed in a minute. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar? Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's on Denmark Street in London. They're closed most of the week, so they're not open the weekend. They're closed from the 24th to the 27th, but before then there are a couple of gigs this week. So I'm going to read Wednesday to Friday, because that's the last opportunity you'll get to do any gigs. So Wednesday night, actually 21st, we have Lamp UK, The Fir Cones and Ainsley. How much do you think it is on a Wednesday night before Christmas?
Well, Tony, so you're throwing things at me there. You've added in. So how much do you think it is on a Wednesday night before Christmas? Smarty pants. £6.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thursday. 22nd, Tankus the Henge, the Bobo Bells, Plastic Heroes, Oystar, John Burnell and the late set from the Easy Peelers Blues Trio. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
That sounds nuts, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Thursday night, how much?
I'm going £6 again.
It is.
Yeah, it nice.
Is. And finally,
can
Friday.
I do the hat trick? Can I do the hat trick?
Friday night's London Calling night.
Oh.
Cunt and the Gang. Angry Agenda, The Johns, Peckham Rolex and Viva Las Vegas.
Brilliant. Just go. That is a Christmas special.
That's the last £6.
Yes.
£6. It is
£6. 666, the number of success.
I think this Christmas more than 666.
That's right. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about the Celibate Rifles. Okay. I know less about the next band, Peccadillos. It's odd. The music we're playing this week is as new to me as it is to you, really, because it is a bit odd because it's been picked by someone else. So I don't have the information about, oh, the band and this happened and that happened and I went to see him and this happened and that. So I'm just saying who's on, really.
That's fair enough. It's Christmas off, isn't it, really?
What is the MySpace page of the Celibate Rifles?
MySpace.com/TheCelibateRifles.
No, MySpace.com/TheCelibateRifles. Ha! The games I play.
Yeah.
You find games, be it that one. Put it in the internet 322. And what is Peccadillo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Peccadillo's.
It is. I was hoping you were going to say the Peccadillo's. I think that'd be clever. But you weren't. You saw straight through me. Which keeps it at 3-all. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
that was Peccadillo's, and I'm getting none for Christmas. And I'm not, you know. I doubt I will get much Christmas. I'm a bit skinned. Oh, yeah, this is what. Yeah, yeah, he's like, yeah. Life's not very good for me at the moment, Tone. I'll be honest with you. I've had interesting times.
Hmm.
I've had interesting times. But all they've really done is wear me out and leave me skinned. I mean, when I look back at what I've achieved this year, the things I've done this year, I've done a lot of remarkably mental things. But, you know, I've really got nothing to show for it at all, other than a significantly worsened liver, a voice that seems to constantly be hanging by a thread now, got an infection last week. I'm falling apart, man. Anyway, Merry Christmas. So, are you doing anything this week?
Yeah, we're going to Germany a couple of weeks.
All right. Brilliant.
We're going Tuesday morning. So going to taking the ferry, day over to Calais, then driving through to Munster.
Hang on, are you going to be going the wrong way around the Antwerp Ring Road?
Of course.
For Christmas.
We have to, it's a yearly tradition.
Is it a little special thing she does for you at Christmas?
It's not Christmas without the one way around the Antwerp Ring Road.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've got to do all that. Munster.
No, Munster?
Yeah, never been there. But apparently really nice. Check the Christmas market out. We've got about 2-3 days there. A nice hotel, and then off after that to Steph's mum's.
Is that in Bottrop?
In Bottrop, having a big family Christmas.
I love the name of that place.
Bottrop, twinned with Blackpool.
Twinned with Blackpool, yeah. Is it Blackpool or Thorn and Cleveland's?
Blackpool.
It's Blackpool, isn't it? Yeah, because I remember when I went to Blackpool, I went, oh, it's twinned with Bottrop. So, yeah, anyway, so you're doing that.
Yeah, and then after Bottrop, we're going to Arkham. Again, never been there. Not sure what it's like.
It's boring.
Is it? Great.
Well, it was when I was 19.
Okay.
I nearly got in a lot of trouble for dragging people to Arkham. When I was going around Europe, I said, come on, because it used to be called Aix-la-Chapelle, didn't it? Or Aix something or other. And it was the ancient seat of the Holy Roman Empire or something. And there was all big facts about it. And now it's called Arkham and it's boring. That's 1989. It might be really good fun now, I'm sure.
I'm hoping it is.
But anyway, the people I dragged, I was all excited about going. It was a historical, brilliant place and all that and everything. And they all had such a bad time that I thought I was going to get hit. Anyway, have a lovely holiday.
Thank you very much.
So, that sounds like a really good trip.
Mm. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy a house now. Because all I've got down for what I'm doing this week, because normally I have this week and I have the gigs I'm doing and where I'm going and I'm all excited, and then I'll put this week and it just says getting pissed. You're going on adventures around Germany and I'm getting pissed. That's it.
We'll be getting pissed as well.
That is my Christmas. Yeah, but you're better than I am. Has Steph done a Christmas message, by the way?
Oh, bollocks.
If you get it, oh well. I'm we were hoping, weren't we, that she'd have a Christmas message at the end of the show. Who knows? Maybe she'll have done it by the end of the show.
Maybe.
Who knows? I won't know. I don't know any of the music. Here's the proof. This is the Backstreet Girls Rock and Roll X-Mess.
Take my wife off.
listening to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Backstreet Girls and Rock and Roll X-Mess. What is Backstreet Girls website?
Backstreetgirls.com.
Backstreetgirls.net. Ooh. I was quite surprised. I thought when I typed in Backstreet Girls to the internet, I might get something dodgy. I went straight to their website. Yeah, I like that. I like all the songs. And thanks again to Amberance for picking them. I don't think she likes me calling it Amberance, so I suppose call it Amberance.
Amberance is nicer, isn't it?
Amberance. Amberance. Anyway, yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for doing that. It's really, really kind. You haven't got a twat, have you?
No, no twat.
So just remind people that what we want 2012 to be the year of twat.
Yeah, it's been a poor year for twat, 2011. Strange.
Yeah, it doesn't it?
Yeah.
Although it did have ultimate twat, though.
Uncle Randy.
Yeah.
True.
He did have the biggest twat we've ever had, to be fair.
Wasn't deserving twat. It was quality over quantity, I guess. But we'd like to have some more. So please do email me for your twats. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Do email me. All emails received with thanks. Everyone gets a reply. So tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
Do it now.
And next week's show is better than this one.
It is.
Isn't it? Because next week's show is our best of the year.
Yeah.
Isn't it? We picked our best songs of the year. Favourite bands of the year, favourite releases 2012. I'm not saying that the music this week hasn't been brilliant, I'm just saying we're going to be a bit more on the ball next week.
Probably sound a bit more awake as well.
We probably will. Yeah. We might even sound like we're from the past.
Yeah.
Who knows? It might be something to do with the fact you're in Germany. We might have already recorded it.
Maybe.
And I didn't think about the fact that we're doing the Christmas competition to win all the CDs and t-shirts. Listen to last week's show for information there. I didn't think that sort of next week we're just not mentioning it at all. And so you've got another week. That's why you've got until the new year. The question to win, there's 6 or 7 CDs, some t-shirts, a post, there's all sorts of things. Limousine had a single out earlier this year called Deep Fried Love. What was the name of the other track on it?
Yeah,
2 tracks came out on the CD. What was the name of the other track? If you send in your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Christmas competition, CD competition, or indeed competition, you'll have a chance to win all of those CDs and t-shirts. It's a really good prize, isn't it? There's loads of stuff. Yeah, so do that. We're sort of wrapping up a bit early, aren't we, this week? Because we're both screwed. So yes, it's a bit disjointed. You can tell I'm out of it. Very out of it. Thank you very much to all the internet stations that continue to carry this show, even though, quite frankly, they shouldn't on this sort of standard. And hello to all of our online listeners. And hello to everyone who downloads the show, and blah de blah, etc. Send us your twats, that's what we say. Let's get on with the last song. We're not saving the best till last, but we're just saving one of my favourite bands to love, and the band I actually know something about. Because the last track picked by Amberance this week is a track called City of Christmas Ghosts by none other than Gold Blade, my friend.
Nice.
Loving the Gold Blade. Anytime you get the chance to see them, do. Terrific live band, put on a really brilliant show. Really, really good band as well. They're kind of, I don't want to call them pop Clash, because the Clash were quite accessible anyway, but you know what I mean? They're just a great band. They're just a great punk band who almost, do you know, it's almost a shame that they weren't around as one of the original punk bands, because I think they'd have been up there.
Mm.
I think they'd be a much bigger band if they'd been around 10 years before they were. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
of course it does. I'm always right. Okay. What is their website?
Goldblade.net.
No, goldblade.com.
Oh.
I thought you were going to tie it, but no, it's poorly being Internet 5, Tony 3. Oh, Tony, have I ruined Christmas for you? Has it been robbed from you?
A little bit.
Am I the punk rock Grinch? This is the City of Christmas Ghosts. Ha ha. Oh, it's quiet.
mass media channels. Somehow we run it. Raise a toast to the folks and the friends we lost last year. La 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 la, Christmas goes. La 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 la, Christmas goes. La 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 la, Christmas goes. La 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 la, Christmas goes.
That was Goldplay, Tony, City of Christmas Ghost.
Cool.
Thanks to Aunt Brant for all the music this week. Thanks to all the bands that have provided the tracks for us. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm just going to do a great big thank you here before Christmas. I do hope everyone has a really fantastic Christmas, by the way.
Yeah.
I do. It's like, it seems to be, you know, times are tough, aren't they, at the moment?
Everyone
on a global scale. On a worldwide scale, it was only a winter's tale. Oh, David Essex. But yes, I hope you all have a, I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas. And next week's show is the best of. There's still time to enter the competition. Please do. We are significantly chirpier on next week's show. I can tell you that already. Thanks very much for listening. Do reviews at iTunes, babe. Don't review this show. Do reviews at iTunes. How do they do that, Tom?
Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will take you to iTunes with a music store page where you can review this. You'll need to log in. So it's all free. So log in, viewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your review, and we'll feature you on the show.
And we'd like to do that early in 2012. Also, I have got some interesting news for 2012 that I've just remembered now.
Nice.
We're going to be playing a bit more metal.
Are we?
Yes. I'm going to try and have a metal track a week to reflect the internet stations we're on, etc., etc. And I don't know a lot about metal, so you might get some pretty random stuff coming up. Also, I'm going to record an album next year in a day for 150 quid.
Nice.
I'm going to do a Billy Bragg style sort of demo album, and then we'll take those tracks individually to other people like Marbles and the Scourge and that, and we're going to do tracks here and there, but I am going to bring out it out as a sort of, if you like, a live studio album that I'm going to do in a day in January.
Quite excited, isn't it?
Yeah. And a microphone and a bloke recording it in a recording studio. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Sounds exciting.
I'm going to get it away. It's going to be snappily titled Songs in the Key of Death. Merry Christmas. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Bunch of guns.